Hey guys, welcome to this channel. Welcome to this new podcast. My first after a long time. It's been a year since the last time that I tried to start this channel. And at that time, it didn't go so well. I wasn't ready, obviously. And I was really, really scared about all the changes happening in my life. But now I think that the time has come for this channel to be opened and me being ready, let's say, and let's hope to do it. So I am Olympia, the spiritual alchemist. I am Greek, so please excuse any mistakes that I make, and sometimes I lose the words as I speak in English, but anyway, we'll make it happen together, I hope. So here we are in a total lockdown in Greece, in the same way that it is in other cities and countries, fighting an invisible force, not knowing what tomorrow will bring us. A lot of people are really scared and anxious, and I can feel it in my bones, and I understand how it is to be so scared. I've been scared a lot of times in my life, especially when you don't know what's going to happen for your health and for everything else. But the thing is that this time is our time to change course, and in a way it's not even in our hands. What I'm trying to say is that to me is obvious, and to a lot of people, that this change is something that we can't avoid anymore, and it is a change both in consciousness and in practical ways in everyday life, how we engage with life, how we live our everyday life, how we choose our jobs and where to put our energy, how we relate to each other, and more importantly, how we relate to the planet and the other beings, the other consciousness on this planet. It is a punch in our ego. And that is because for a long time humanity, not all of humanity, but most of us, believed in this this belief that we are in the top of a pyramid. You know, we are the species, the superior species of the planet, that we are more superior than the planet itself. But that it's not the case. There is no pyramid. There is a chain, and we are all connected. And a lot of us already know that, but a lot of the people out there still resist this truth, even though it is obvious. If you look around you, if you understand the universe and how it works, you will see that in the same way that our cells are made of molecules and atoms and subatomic particles, and then those cells create tissues that create organs that create what you see as your body. Okay, in the same way with the other forms of life, animals, plants, everything else. In the same way, humans, plants, animals, insects are a part of a cell that it's called Earth, that is a part of a bigger organ that it's called the solar system, our solar system, that it's a part of a bigger organism that it's called, I forget the words right now. Anyway, I will remember it later. You get the point. So, the galaxy. Yay! It came. Yeah. Our solar system is part of the galaxy. Our galaxy is a part of the cluster of galaxies. And all of that is a part of the universe. And we are all connected, we are all one. There is no one superior. There is no one more significant than the other. And there is no one insignificant, okay? But we spend a lot of time, humanity, in this notion that we are better, that we are on the top, that we are superior. And for that reason, we did take advantage of other lives, of this planet. And I can't say that our behavior was the best, let's say. So now we have a virus, a situation that we cannot overcome easily. We can't defend ourselves. In a way, and it is a reminder that the planet, nature, is bigger than us. We are part of that. We are not on top of that. And it's calling the shots right now. So it is our time to understand how we can change, find our true nature inside of us, find our spirit, reconnect with the nature, with the planet, with one another. Be a collective. Be a part of the bigger picture. We need to leave the past behind. This is the time where we cannot go back to where we came from. There's no turning back from this point. We have only one way, and this way is forward, and it's one way. It's like, it doesn't mean that we don't have a choice, a free will, but it means that one of the choices is to try and stay in the past, in our past ways of thinking and relating, which will be destructive for us, or go the other way, that will be difficult again, but rebuild a different way of life. Choose the other path. The path that goes with the planet and goes, that brings balance. In the end of this path, we're gonna find balance and solidarity, and we will form different communities. And it is up to every single one of us to make that choice. And so for me, after doing a lot of inner work for more than 3 years, the last 3 years, I have come to the point that I know that I do have something to offer to the collective, and this is my claircognizance, it is my channeled messages, my intuition, my messages. I'm not better than any other intuitive channel or tarot reader, although I use tarot cards and oracle cards in a way to help everyone find their path in an alchemical inner way, and not as much in more practical everyday life readings. But nevertheless, I do not feel superior or better than anyone else, and I do know that these messages will not resonate with everyone, and that is fine, because not everyone is in the same path or in the same timeline or in the same page right now. We are, all of us, we are walking to, let's say, the same direction in a way, but from different paths and timelines. For some of you, this would be helpful. It would feel like you already know what I'm talking about. It will help you feel more safe in your own intuition and messages. It would be like a confirmation about what you already thought and believed and, channeled, maybe, for those of you who do that. The thing is, I don't do that. It does me in a way that it is an unconscious thing. And that's why it was so hard for me to feel safe to express myself, because it was something that I didn't learn and I didn't know how it was happening. It was just happening, and it is hard, and it was really hard for me to connect with it, reconnect, because as a child I didn't have those sort of problems, but as an adult, yes, I did have a problem to trust my intuition and my messages and everything, because it wasn't something that usually people around me would do, and it was something that it was ridiculed in my community and the people that I knew. But now it doesn't matter anymore. Everyone has its own talents. Some of us have some, let's say, bizarre talents, bizarre for other people or for our communities or for, I don't know, the rational mind, but that's what we've got. So there's no better time than now to open these channels, to find our tunnels, our talents, to really connect with our true nature, what we came here with, what we came here to do. And it doesn't have to be something big, In my mind and in my heart, it's not better or more important to be a guide, a helper, a channel, somebody who can read behind the lines and understand the meaning of symbolism and what's happening, and be able to tap and see the bigger picture, or sometimes the unconscious beliefs of others, which is what is happening to me. It's not more important, it's not more significant, and it doesn't mean that it's going to be something big. You can be like I like to say, like the, if you have seen the Matrix, the movie, the Oracle, where Neo is the hero, but there is this Oracle, and she is at her house baking cookies, and everybody goes to her for advice, and she's just there baking cookies and making lemonade, and just, you know, guiding, helping others find their path. But she's not better than Neo or Morpheus or Trinity or anyone else. She just is. It's what she can do. And in the same way, people that are now opening up themselves to their talents and helping others by podcasts, videos, readings, writings, I don't know, in whatever way, are no better than our mothers and fathers who gave us life and worked hard. Even if some of us were from broken families or dysfunctional families, even if it doesn't matter, their job was to give us life, and they did well, and now we are going to do our job, and some of us will have to have children and raise their children in a way that they will change this world for the better. So no work is better than another. There are also many layers in our reality, although everything is a part of one, of oneness. They are layers in dimensions, let's say. There are dimensions of time and space continuum, and in every dimension there are layers of understanding. In the ancient teachings, the alchemical teachings, they were called the veils of Isis, where Isis was the holder of the truth, the wisdom, and she was veiled. Her face was covered with veils, and the seeker, every time he conquered a milestone, let's say, he would take off one veil just to find another veil underneath. And it was believed that at the end, when the seeker would take off the last veil, the seeker would disappear. It wouldn't be there anymore, because she would have become one with the truth, with oneness, with his path. So the ego side that was the seeker would have been totally transmuted. And actually, this is what we are called, any one of us is called to do right now, to end our stories, leave them behind, the things that we were taught we are, the things that we believed we are, we're not closing a chapter as humanity, we're closing a book. And we're starting a new one. And we have to decide what we will write in this new book, how it's gonna be. The message that I got from Earth today by reading my cards was that we have to reconnect with our higher consciousness. It is our time, it is our job. We have all the wisdom that we need inside of us. And at this time, this difficult time that we are all in our houses, we need to do the inner work. We need to hold and anchor our lights. not engage in the drama. That it doesn't mean do not accept reality as it plays out, okay, and be a danger to yourself or others. It means you can take the information from the news, but you still need to hold your place, be in your space, in your center, and, you know, shine the light from inside out. Don't be a sponge anymore and attract everything in. Take your place in your center and just shine your light. You have to be, we have to be the observers and those that change the frequency and the energy. And that doesn't necessarily mean that we have to do something as an action. The thing that we have to do is do our inner work, shed the old beliefs, confront our fears, make the connection with our inner child who has our power, our true power, our true nature, and start working from that space. Open the heart so love can fill all the space around us. Send blessings if you can't do anything else, but not blessings from pain. When you connect with the pain of the others, you reflect their pain, acknowledge their pain, but stay to your core and send blessings from a place of love, acceptance, compassion, solidarity. Send blessings from your light. It is very important right now, every time we hear from a person dying, to help release their souls. A lot of souls will be earthbound if we don't send, all of us don't send light out there and our prayers and our blessings to release those souls. Let them forgive them, first of all, forgive them. Let them know that they are forgiven. Shine your light to find their way. Send them light to take them out of here. The earth does not need right now any more souls connected to her electromagnetic field, her etheric body. They need to be freed, and we can help with that. This is all I have for today. I hope that it helped some of you. Anyone needing any help right now can send me a direct message on Instagram. There is my Instagram in this link in my podcast. If you need any questions answered, any help, I do have some readings for free, short ones, for anyone that is stuck and doesn't know where to go and what to do. I know the time is difficult, and here in Greece we don't work, most of us we don't work. I don't work at this time, so there is no income, but it doesn't matter. I am good right now. I can help people, and I doesn't need to have money involved at this time, at this point. So anyone that needs help can send me a message, and we'll see from there if I can help in any way. I will continue this podcast every time I have a message that is I need to communicate, and I really hope everyone listening is safe and secure in your core, in your light, in your center, that your loved ones are blessed and safe and secure also. And I have to say, we're gonna make it. Maybe not all of us, but we have to try. I wish you a very blessed weekend. I wish you all the best. Send you a lot of love. All the love that can pass through me and all the light that can pass through me. And we'll be not seeing each other. I'll be in contact. Goodbye. Thanks for listening. Bye.